Welcome to Motorland, a podcast driven by AAA. Hello, LA, hello, take me anywhere. We're bringing you behind-the-scenes stories from some of America's great road trip destinations. I'm Jared Deenda, the voice of motorsports and auto events all around the world, and your wheelman here in Motorland.
And I'm Michelle Donati from AAA. We're getting your vehicle road ready. Just takes a stop into one of our many local AAA auto repair centers.
Michelle, the famous Coachella Valley Music Festival just wrapped for 2023. I mean, there was so much fervor about Frank Ocean, but I got to ask, did you go see Blackpink or one of my favorites from Poway, California, Blink 182?
You know, Jared, I'm more of a Bad Bunny girl, but no, I did not make it this year.
I did not take you as a Bad Bunny girl, but I'm not surprised. It's a huge artist and just the electricity and also the traffic. I don't know if you saw about it or heard about it, but the traffic could take you maybe like 4 hours to get like what would normally take an hour.
You know, music festivals can be fun if you know how to do them right. And luckily, our guest today is going to help us with that.
Everybody in the music business knows Karen Glover, especially artists like Arcade Fire, The Lumineers, The 1975. I mean, the list goes on and on. She's going to give us some insider tips.
I love The Lumineers.
And one of the reasons you do is Karen. She orchestrated marketing strategies for some of the biggest artists out there. She's also responsible for putting together the soundtracks of some of my favorite movies, like Empire Records. Remember that one? Oh, and of course, classiest film ever made. And I know some of these guys, Jackass the movie.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, you lie. I know you've seen it. Don't. I won't tell the kids. It's okay. I know you've seen it. Come on, admit it.
Okay, maybe.
See, I told you. All right. Well, we're headed to some music festivals. So let's lather up the sunscreen, buckle up, and ride. Hello. Okay, Karen, let's establish your cred here. What big annual music festivals have you attended through the years?
This is the first year I actually have not gone to Coachella. And I think I'm still smarting a little bit from having COVID last year. So COVID-chella, as I referred to it. So I've been to Outside Lands, which is in San Francisco. I've been to Bottle Rock, which is up in Napa. I've been to Lollapalooza, which is now in Chicago, but it used to be more of a revolving tour. I've been to Firefly, which is in Delaware. I've been to Governor's Ball in New York. I've been to ACL in Austin, which is Austin City Limits. That's what it stands for. And I've been to a lot of local festivals in the Los Angeles area. Does that give me cred or does that make me sound crazy?
That is 1,000% street cred, mic drop, whatever analogy you want to use. But we're here for it, and that's why we're talking to you, Karen. So out of all those, do you have a favorite festival?
I really do love Coachella. It's changed a lot over the years. What I liked about it is at the time, it was all of my favorite bands in one place. And there's always that sense of discovery. And I think it's important with any festival that you go in with your priorities. Let's say you're a Bad Bunny fan, and that's going to be the act you have to see. You're going to be parked at that main stage a couple acts prior because you want to get as good of a viewing spot as possible. So even though something else you're slightly interested, maybe at another tent or a different stage, if this is your priority, you are staying put. And I'll give you an example. There was a band from the 80s I just loved called The Replacements, kind of a grungy, garagey rock band. I was friends with them. And it was sort of a wish of the head of Coachella to have The Replacements play. And they were following, I believe it was Pharrell. And I love Pharrell, so that was kind of cool. But I was standing right up front for Pharrell, and people were elbowing me because he was certainly a huge draw that year is when Happy was exploding and everything was great. But I was not going to move. I was going to have my little spot for The Replacements. And the funny thing that happened was after Pharrell played, everybody left. So I could have shown up 5 minutes before. It wouldn't have mattered. And then I'm looking around at it wasn't a huge crowd for The Replacements because, you know, the people that were around in the 80s and remembered them were few and far between and probably doing anything else that weekend than going to Coachella. But still, I had prioritized it. And that's kind of how I feel about most festivals. It just depends on what you're going for. Let's say you're going for the food. If you're going to Bottle Rock in Napa, you're going for the food and the drink. And the fact that the bands are there, that's fantastic. But you're going for the whole experience. And now Coachella has become that experience. And if you go because you want to get your picture taken with influencers and people that are on random Bravo shows, that's your priority. You got to go the first weekend because they only go the first weekend. If you actually want to see music and get a decent hotel, you're going to go the second weekend. And by the way, if only once in maybe the 20 some years of going to Coachella that I stayed for the Sunday headliner, I'm usually done. So that's a tip that if you're not madly in love with a Sunday headliner, go home. So it'd be like, if I could just hang in there and reward myself with some In-N-Out, that would be the way to go.
So In-N-Out's on the checklist. What else is on the checklist of going to any festival? If it is Bottle Rock, if it is Coachella, what are the must-haves to take with you?
Well, the obvious thing is an extra cell phone charger. Mm. They like to say there are places to charge your phone. There aren't. Forget it. Bring a water flask with you. And a lot of times they offer free water. Otherwise, it's going to be expensive. But the thing also about some of the festivals is they're smart about it and they make sure they're a water station so that you can bring that. The other thing to bring is patience. And I don't think a walkie-talkie is a terrible idea, just to make sure you don't lose your friends. The thing about a walkie-talkie is that if you can tap into the production's walkie-talkies, you can walk around like you're a boss.
Oh, wow. Karen's got the major hack here. She's like, we got Pharrell right here with us. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Exactly. I need a golf cart right now to get from the Sahara tent to the main stage. Please, I'm taking a golf cart. When I'm approaching a festival, when I think about going, they're held the same weekend every year. So I already know now that Coachella is going to probably be the first and second weekends next year. So what am I going to do? I've been a member of AAA for 30 plus years. I'm going to go on my favorite hotel's website, use my AAA rate, and book my hotel now for next year because it hasn't been announced yet. The other thing is, like, if you're staying at the same place every year, get to know the manager of the hotel. And the way that you do that is to be patient, because there's going to be everybody and every person you've ever met in your life is going to be checking into the same hotel on the same day. Write very kind trip reviews or wherever you would write a review. Mention the manager's name when you're writing that review. And just establish a rapport. I've gotten to know the manager over the years. And I'd also, it's advice for any hotel that gets bombarded. Let's say it's a convention. Let's say it's a festival. Whatever it is,
yeah.
Get to know the staff that work there.
Yeah, that's a great travel tip in itself, not even for the festivals, as you say. It's something that goes on all the time and create those relationships, right? Because that's what life is about. I mean, that's why you've gotten the access over the years, because of your knowledge, because of your kindness, and repeating term that you keep saying is patience.
You can't go in unprepared. You can't go to Bonnaroo, for example, and not realize that you're going to be camping. And not only are you camping, you're camping miles away from any stage. To my knowledge, there's still not a Four Seasons there, which is, I said I would go back when they would build a Four Seasons. There's not one there. So there are no hotels. So either you can drive back and forth from Nashville or you're going to camp, unless you get a bunch of friends together and you're going to take a tour bus in.
Ooh.
And you're going to park backstage in a tour bus.
Yeah, get your Prevost out there and you're good to go.
Absolutely. And get some guy who drove Charlie Daniels around for years or whomever. You get some bus driver who's just got the stories for days, and you just...
My buddy bought Charlie Daniels tour bus.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he has his old tour bus.
Now he's got a side hustle. This is going to be...
Yeah, exactly. Karen here has gone and done all these different festivals, experiences. Let's do the lightning round for name a type of music. And which one would you go to, right, Michelle?
Okay, let's start off with jazz.
That's only one answer for that. And that's Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
That, if you're going to see jazz, you have to go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of really a starter festival. It was the first one I ever went to. It's cool. And it's right outside the center of town. It's very easy to access. The food is amazing. And you just go into a gospel tent. You have your mind blown by what you're seeing, that level of talent. And you go see some rock bands. You see some jazz bands. It's really like a great sampling of music. And I used to work with the Neville brothers when I worked at their record company. So they're, you know, the kings of New Orleans. So there'd always be a reason to go. And then again, mentioning Arcade Fire, they live in New Orleans. So the last time I was at Jazz Fest, they were one of the headliners. So it was really, really fun. And what I love about it is that the audience ranges from very, very young to very, very old. It's just completely inclusive.
All right. How about indie rock?
So much indie rock. It used to be Coachella was the festival for indie rock, but it's become a little, it's skewed a little bit younger. Outside Lands is very indie rock, and that's in San Francisco at Golden Gate Park. My son is a big fan of a band called Lovejoy, who are from the UK, and we're going to go to Outside Lands to see them. And it's a good way to introduce your kid to music. And the thing about going to a festival and why I encourage it so highly, it's a sense of community. You know that whomever else is there, beyond the celebrities, beyond the people that just want to get their outfits photographed, and that's perfectly valid if that's what you're into, you know that if you're watching a band and you can say to that other person, I love that band, whom else should I see while I'm here? And you strike up a conversation with someone, and music brings people together. And these are friendships that you can make for a lifetime.
Yeah, and you haven't mentioned South By. I don't know what you think of South By.
I've been to every single South By except one. Again, I'm blaming COVID for the not going to one South By Southwest. I was just there last March. It's not really a consumer festival. Mm-hmm. It's a music business festival, and anything you're tangential, or if you're in a band, it's a great place to go. Austin's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I understand that.
If you're pursuing a career in the music business or you're in a band, South By Southwest is a lot of fun.
What about hip hop or rap? Because I love alternative, but I also am a hip hop girl. So I have to know what festival you'd go to or you'd pick for that.
Every year, Tyler, the Creator, does Flogna in Los Angeles. I would go to that. That would be my idea. I love him. That would be the one I go to. However, what I'm finding, and it's very exciting, is that a lot more hip hop's being incorporated in Lollapalooza and Coachella. And so you get, for people like me who didn't necessarily grow up on hip hop, it's a great way to see the best of the best.
So I don't know, this is not on our list, but I have to ask, because thinking about some of the best shows I've ever been to, a lot of them are covers. So like the ultimate best concert I've ever been to was a Journey cover band in Rocky Point. They spoke no English, but knew every word to every Journey song. And it was amazing. So is there a festival that covers some great cover bands, or is there a show or something that you would recommend for someone who's into that?
A Hilton on a Thursday night.
Roasted, as my kids would say.
Probably near an airport.
I'll take it.
You know, the best part about this is, Karen, this is what you've built your career on, being honest, being transparent.
I love it.
Telling us your opinion, because if you just blew smoke, you know, you're not going to be legit. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
I don't think it's hard to find cover bands.
Yeah.
Whose names are slightly different than the band that they're covering. You know, I'm the tribute bands. I'm sure
there's a place for them.
I don't drink. That's my problem. It's not interesting to me.
Yes. Okay.
Talk about the backstage thing, because you've been backstage plenty of times.
The best part about backstage is the bathrooms are cleaner. And they're usually just sort of a step or two above a porta potty. So that's, to me, is the number one priority for a backstage pass. Sometimes the artists are hanging out of their trailers and talking to each other. But the thing you can't do is go up to a random artist, you know, an artist, and say something really random, like, my mom's a big fan of yours. Never say that ever to an artist. Ever, ever, ever.
Makes them feel old, right? Yeah.
Or the other favorite things to not say to an artist. So like, I never really liked your music, but I just saw your performance and you're pretty good. So I have heard that said to artists so many times. It's not advised. If you wind up backstage, again, you do it for the bathroom, you do it because there's often free water, and you just have to respect that this is the artist's place to unwind. And who they are on stage is very different than who they are backstage. And usually artists do the same festivals year after. You know, this is a way artists get to see each other. and kind of relax. And some areas of backstage are so secure, you are not getting anywhere near there because it's a separate part of the compound. And that's usually for the headliner. So, but it's always kind of fun to see someone like Phoebe Bridgers, who's in the band Boy Genius, who's a genuine fan of music. And you'll see all the younger bands kind of posting photos with her. Like they had a chance to meet her, and that's a big deal for the band. It wouldn't be a big deal for her to meet you. That's sort of my attitude, is my interaction with this artist can enhance their life in any way. I think we usually know the answer to that.
Are there any new festivals coming up this summer that you're excited about?
Yeah, there's a really interesting one called Reset, and it's 12 markets over 4 weekends. So let's say the first starts on the West Coast. So it's going to be one band will be headlining in San Francisco while another band is headlining in Pasadena and another one in San Diego. And they'll do that loop. So in Pasadena, for instance, the headliners are Steve Lacy plus 4 or 5 other bands that are comparable. Boy Genius, which is Phoebe Bridgers' kind of super group, which is incredible. And then the other one is the return of LCD Sound System, which people are so excited about.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Reset.
The venue in Los Angeles is basically at a golf course in the shadow of the Rose Bowl. And it's a lot of fun to go to shows there. You get a lot of steps in. And my number one priority for this is parking. Mm. I cannot stress to you how much better your life is if you have parking. Pay for parking.
That's an expert advice tip right there. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense.
Your feet will thank you. So when we're talking about festivals, I just want to say my number one priority besides clean-ish bathrooms is parking. Parking can change your entire experience. Assume that if you're going to take an Uber into the festival, the Uber is going to drop you off miles away and your cell service is going to be spotty. And when you need to leave, you are going to be trapped. This is my number one concern of a festival is where am I going to park my car?
And also exit strategy, right? When you go to leave.
Yes. If you're with someone who wants to stay to the final encore of the final band, of the final night, they are not your friend. They are just not. You find another group of friends.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. I really appreciate you.
I love you guys. I hope we, I really do want to go to a festival with you guys. It'd be so much fun.
We can meet at the Hilton, though. I'll meet you at the Hilton for a good cover. No? Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Karen Glauber. Thanks again for bringing the music to us here in Motorland.
Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Man, she was so good. Oh my gosh. Roasted by her. She's like, that's at the Hilton. I was like, oh.
She flamed you.
I feel honored to be roasted by Karen.
I like cover bands.
Career highlight right there. I love a cover. I have a Spotify playlist called Coveted Covers, and I love a cover. I love a good cover.
That's a fun one.
My wedding song was a cover song.
What was it?
Yeah. It was Yellow by Coldplay. I was a huge Coldplay fan. But there was a female artist who sang Yellow, and I liked it more than the original. So we went with that as our first song.
You just couldn't get Chris Martin there? That's a bummer.
It's a little busy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Michelle, super stoked that you got to come along on this ride. We both love music. And thank you to our sponsor, AAA, for keeping us on the road as we listen to the soundtracks of life.
And don't forget, Jared, AAA members like yourself and like Karen can use the AAA mobile app to access your member benefits, including the ability to request roadside assistance and make your hotel reservations before the next music festival.
Great tip, even from Karen, you know. So hey, if you don't know how to click on the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app, call AAA. They'll be right out there to help you. That's important because we want you on board with us every time we go for a spin here in Motorland. Hello, LA, hello, take me anywhere. Motorland is executive produced by AAA Mountain West Group in cooperation with SoundNet Brands. Hello, Take Me Anywhere, written by Justin Sullivan, performed by Night Shop, by arrangement with Terror Bird Media. Thank you so much for listening. If you like it here in Motorland, please give us a rating and a review and share it with all your friends. I'm Jared D'Enda. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back. We'll see you again soon in Motorland.